Hachette Audio presents Childless, written by Dr. James Dobson and Kurt Bruner, read by Bernard Sotero Clark. In memory of the late Dr. Francis Schaeffer, who warned us of the perilous future depicted in this book. Author's note. When I was young, my father gave me a poem, presumably written in the 16th century, by a woman named Ursula Southale, better known as Mother Shipton. It contained a series of predictions about future events that have proven remarkably accurate. One of those predictions seemed to prophesy some of the present-day trends that inspired this book. Then love shall die and marriage cease, and nations wane as babes decrease. Nations wane when the old and feeble outnumber the young and productive. The best demographers tell us the growth in global population will soon end, and then reverse due to an unprecedented drop in fertility taking place throughout the developed world. Places like Japan and Russia are already experiencing the economic turmoil caused by too few children trying to support a growing pool of aging citizens. In Fatherless, we explored one of the causes: men neglecting the honor and responsibilities of paternity. In Childless, we'll ask what happens when sex is severed from the life-giving joys of maternity. Be forewarned. Such questions require depicting ugly realities that come when we disregard the beauty and sanctity of the marriage bed. As we said in Book One, a happy home is the highest expression of God's image on earth. Marriage and parenthood echo heaven, something hell can't abide. This series is a fictional account of where the battle against human thriving is heading in the not-too-distant future. But it is also a celebration of God's design for families, which retains a resilient beauty and redemptive power the most ardent forces of hell cannot destroy. James C. Dobson, Ph.D. September 1st, 2043. Victor. The faint sound of doorbell chimes prompted Rebecca Santiago to click off the hairdryer. That's when she panicked. The oven timer. Her gown, somewhere out of reach, she hastily grabbed Victor's gangly bathrobe while darting toward the kitchen in a futile effort to rescue her forgotten pumpkin scones. Balancing the hot cookie sheet with her
sample complete. Ready to continue?